Okay, there you go.
Okay, so my name's Amelia. I work for Caringbush Adult Education. The class is a preliminary class, so majority sort of, so when we do lessons, it's normally a lot of oracy, sort of a lot of oral before introducing any written form. The purpose of my task was to develop, to sort of help students get to the independent stages of writing, and it was a procedural instructional text to write a recipe for Vietnamese rice paper rolls of at least 4 stages. So it was a really valuable process. I think a lot of it happens quite naturally in the class, but it was really good to be very explicit about that and to sort of flesh it out and to sort of go into a bit more depth in terms of thinking about my rationale. So I found that it was a great process. The students really loved it. We did a lot of work at the start using images as prompts, you know, for the method, for the nouns, and I encouraged them a lot to use, you know, to use their first language as well, which was a lot of fun. The procedure itself was actually very fast because a lot of the students were from a Vietnamese background and they disregarded the written form of the recipe because of that level of experience that they had and familiarity with the topic. But I think it was good to start with a theme that they were comfortable with, to develop their confidence, and then we'd move on to sort of, you know, stretching it and extending the difficulty. What was great in class is that to see, I guess, the sharing of cultures. They were all really interested in talking about their own cultural dishes and asking questions, you know, asking each other questions about that. A lot of them hadn't tried Vietnamese rice paper rolls and they were very apprehensive, and it was lovely to sort of see them experiment and play, and it was a really sort of, sort of sense of discovery, I think, and that was great. So it was a good process all in all.
Okay, great. And assessment at all?
Yeah, so we worked up to the final assessment, and I was actually a bit worried that they would be able to memorise the recipe, but it was still a stretch for them to recreate the same recipe. But we used the visual prompts a lot to help them with their writing.
So what sort of age group?
Adults.
Adults.
Mm.
Yep. Young adults or
mostly
mixture?
Older adults, probably like 40s, 50s, 60s.
Oh, okay.
Probably not many in their 30s and 20s.
And how long would they have been in Australia?
Some of them up to maybe 30 years. Some of them are AMEP students, so less than 5. So some between 1 and 5 years, but a lot of them around about 15, 20 years.
Okay, great.